Hello, this is Michael. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. I do really appreciate it. You know, if you'd like more information, you can visit me online at michaelottministries.org. And while you're there, you'll find my email address right there on top of the page. You can contact me for comments or prayer requests or any other thing that you might need. You know, I'm also on iTunes and Podomatic and Google Play and Spotify and YouTube and a whole lot of other funny sounding places. So you can listen on just about any device you carry. Thanks again so very much for listening today. And as we always do, it would not only be a great honor, but it would be a great joy to pray for you all, as I do each and every day. Father in heaven, thank you so very much for all who hear these words, not only for them, but for everyone they love. And I pray for all of them and all the situations in their lives, that everything would be pure heaven on earth, full of joy and gladness and wonderful things happening all the time. Father, keep them safe and well and blessed. And all these things I pray through Christ Jesus, my Lord. Amen. The message today is called Stand Strong in the Truth. We begin in Colossians chapter 1 in the New Living Translation, starting in verse 15. Christ is a visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. For through him, God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth. He made the things we can see and the things we can't see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, and authorities in the unseen world. Everything was created through him and for him. He existed before anything else, and he holds all creation together. Christ is also the head of the church, which is his body. He is the beginning, supreme over all who rise from the dead. So he is first in everything. For God in his fullness was pleased to live in Christ, and through him God reconciled everything to himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross. This includes you who were once far away from God. You were his enemies, separated from him by your evil thoughts and actions. Yet now he has reconciled you to himself through the death of Christ in his physical body. As a result, he has brought you into his own presence, and you are holy and blameless as you stand before him without a single fault. But you must continue to believe this truth and stand firmly in it. Don't drift away from the assurance you received when you heard the good news. The good news has been preached all over the world, and I, Paul, have been appointed as God's servant to proclaim it. As I was praying today, these verses bubbled up into my heart, and I looked them up and studied them. And when I did, Father spoke to me and asked me to listen and write and publish his words for all to hear. Here are his words. He said, "My loved ones, you must become immovable in the truth about who you are. So many of my children sway to and fro and are not steady in believing who you really are. You are holy, perfect, blameless, sanctified, justified, and glorified. You are my children, born in my exact image, and this must be what your faith is built upon. If you believe you're a sinner barely saved because of my grace, then you will waver in your faith and never grow strong in it. If you know you are my child and perfect in my sight and chosen before I made the world and are on the earth with a heavenly purpose, then your faith will move mountains. Most of you have faith in me, but you have no faith at all in who I said you are. So why is this so important? Why do I keep telling you these things over and over and over? I do so because that is the way you learn. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. When you learned your alphabet, your teacher didn't just tell you once and you knew it. You rehearsed it over and over and over. This is what true meditation is. You take the truth I told you about being perfect and blameless and holy, and you rehearse it in your heart, over and over and over, until it becomes a part of you. It's the same way my firstborn learned. He was taught the scriptures when he was just a young age and told that he was the promised one to come. He heard it over and over and over. Then one day, I couldn't contain my joy any longer. I had to shout out that he is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. As this became truth in his life, he grew in faith and power, just as you will. He started out with things like healing Peter's mother-in-law of fever. Before long, he was curing leprosy, giving sight to the blind, raising the dead, and allowing the virtue within him to heal the multitudes. Just as with my firstborn, it all starts by believing who you are. I am just as pleased in you. I blessed you with all blessings in heavenly places. In great joy, I shouted your names out all over heaven and spoke great and wonderful things about you. Think of it this way. The Pharisees believed in me. Most of what they believed was wrong, but they did believe. Yet they didn't change the world. They even wanted my son dead because he called me father. They knew that the child is the same as the parent. And if he called himself my child, he was saying he was my equal. This is what is so hard for most of my children to believe in. Even though they see their own children as their equals, they don't see the same between themselves and me. Do you remember what Paul told you in his letter to the Philippians? Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ, who counted it not robbery to be equal with God. Having faith in me doesn't work until you have faith in you also. Until you believe that you are the sent ones and you are the holy ones who came from me into the world, then you will struggle. The whole universe is waiting for the revealing of the sons of God, not the servants of God. All of creation is groaning and travailing, waiting on you all to wake up and take your places in charge of all that I created. Do you remember it is written that the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth he has given into the hands of the sons of men? All of creation is like a ship with no one at the wheel. The man I put at the wheel doesn't know it's his place to drive. I get blamed for the chaos in the world when man is supposed to be tending this garden called earth. My loved ones, you must decide to believe what I said about you. You were chosen long before I made the world. You are the ones who will put things in order and change the whole world. I told my firstborn to sit at my right hand until I make the earth his footstool. It is not his place to put the earth in order. It is yours. So many in my church believe it's going to get worse and worse until my firstborn returns and puts everything in order. But this is not the plan, and it's not what was written. Some even believe that I will take the church away just when the world needs it the most and allow all of civilization to crumble and the earth to burn. My children, does that sound like love? Just rapture me out of here and let the whole world go to hell? Were you not told to love your neighbor as yourself? Would I send my firstborn into the world to pour out his life and his blood on the earth, only to turn around and give the world to his enemies? Once again, false religion has fooled my children into believing that I love them and hate the ones who don't know me yet. Did they forget that no one knew me when I sent my son into the world to save it? Sadly, some of my children cheer when bad things happen and say, "That's just the sign of the times." Instead of being ready to heal and deliver the ones who need saving, they instead cheer for their destruction, thinking that somehow this speeds up their own escape. This false teaching has caused many to go astray. Instead of building for a glorious future, they are planning for a great escape. I have a plan for this world, and it is a glorious plan that my firstborn son told you about when he said, "In earth, as in heaven." That is the plan. There is no other. I said subdue the earth, not abandon it. I want you all to awaken to who you are and stand strong in the faith that you are holy and blameless as you stand in my presence without a single fault. As our beloved Paul told you, so you must do. You must continue to believe in this truth and stand strong in it. Don't let so-called religion tell you about your faults and your shortcomings. That is a lie. Know who you are. Believe in who you are. Live in who you are. Anyone who tells you that you are less than my firstborn is lying to you. As he is, so are you in this world. You are not stepchildren. You are born of my spirit. You are life of my life. No more doubt about who you are. Let go of the lies and stand strong in the truth. This is the end of the words he gave me to share with you today. I sure hope you're encouraged by these words. Until next time, grow rich in His grace. I love you each and every one, and I'll see you soon.